Little Red Riding Hood, a favorite story in rhythm and rhyme. Retold by Jonathan Peel. Illustrations by Luke Seguin McGee. Music by Mark Oblinger. The story of a little girl in a red hooded cape walking to her grandmother's house has been told for hundreds of years. Like many fairy tales, this story has a moral. It teaches children to obey their parents and not talk to strangers. To find out if Red Riding Hood gets away from the big bad wolf, turn the page and sing along.
Your grandmother's sick and lying in bed. Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, I've packed her a basket of apples and bread. Get on your way, Red Riding Hood. Little Red left with a basket and all. She walked through the woods where the brown leaves fall. She met a big wolf that was hairy and tall. Get on your way, Red Riding Hood.
Where are you going?
The wolf slyly said, to visit my grandmother lying in bed. I really can't stop to talk, replied Red. Get on your way, Red Riding Hood. Red hurried away, but the wolf quickly sped. He reached Granny's house first and found her in bed. He swallowed her down and then sweetly said,
come inside, Red Riding Hood.
Isn't she brave? Isn't she good? She wears her red hood when she walks through the wood. Be careful, be careful, little Red Riding Hood. Red Riding Hood knocked, and the wolf said,
come in.
He held the blankets up close to his chin.
Come close to your granny,
he said with a grin. Run away, Red Riding Hood.
Little Red,
said the wolf,
come closer, come near.
Then Red said, what big ears you have, Granny dear.
The better to hear you. Come closer, come here.
Run away, Red Riding Hood. Isn't she brave? Isn't she good? She wears her red hood when she walks through the wood. Be careful, be careful, little Red Riding Hood. What big eyes you have, oh grandmother dear.
The better to see you, it's so dark in here.
The wolf said,
come to your granny, come near.
He will eat you, Red Riding Hood. What big eyes you have, oh, grandmother dear.
The better to see you, it's so dark in here.
What big teeth you have, they fill me with fear.
The better to eat you, Red Riding Hood.
Red Riding Hood gasped, someone help me, she cried. A strong lumberjack who was walking outside rushed into the house with his axe sharp and wide. That mean wolf is dead, Red Riding Hood. Then Granny popped out, she hugged little Red. They smiled at the lumberjack, thank you, they said. Then Granny said, rats, there's wolf hair in my bed. That mean wolf is dead, Red Riding Hood. Wears her red hood when she walks through the wood. Be careful. Little Red Riding Hood.
Be careful, little Red Riding Hood.